You're listening to the audio production of The Candidate by Liz Wheel, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
The Candidate, a newsmaker's novel. Liz Wheel with Sebastian Stewart. For Danny and Jacob, with unconditional love always and forever. Mom. Prologue. Celeste Pierce-Ortiz winces as the needle slides into her forehead. She should be used to it. After all, she's been Botoxing for, 6 years now? Of course it's worth it, but there's just something about the first sight of that hypodermic that makes her afraid, just for a moment. Celeste is never afraid for more than a moment. Fear is for weak people, little people, tragic little people. Lily taught her that and so much more. All done, Dr. Martin says, withdrawing the needle. Celeste looks out her dressing room window. The mansions of Pacific Heights march like gilded bullies down the hillside to the marina, the Presidio, and the waters of San Francisco Bay. Looming above the scene is the Golden Gate Bridge. This morning, the iconic orange span is shrouded by fingers of fog that creep up its foundation like the tentacles of some ghostly sea creature. Celeste loves the fog. It slinks in, silent and silvery, obscures things, hides them in plain sight. Under the cover of fog, all manner of deeds can be done, safe from prying eyes, and when the fog lifts, plans are in place and no one is the wiser. "I don't think you need any filler touch-ups today," the doctor says. Celeste looks in the mirror, her face as smooth as a plate. "No, I think we're fine," she agrees.